All right, the weather has finally broken a bit, maybe enough to go kayaking? Well, that may be one of the pastimes that you would like to enjoy or you have enjoyed in the past. Stephanie Moore Costco is here of Loco Yaks, and she's here to talk about the Black River Summit. Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Craig here is too. He exited the Orthopedic Associates newsroom to come join us here in the studio. And Craig, you and I both were talking about the fact that, well, at least I don't know anything about the Black River Summit. So what is that all about, Stephanie?
Well, it was an opportunity for our committee and the local government to share with the community the progress we've had along the Black River in the last several years. The Black River is considered an area of concern with the government and the international water quality agreement. And because of that, we've had a lot of development issues and just general issues with the river as far as recreation goes and use of the river. And we're getting very close to no longer being an area of concern anymore.
That is great. I remember, it's probably been a couple of decades ago now, but the catfish were getting cancer, and I mean, it was just considered carcinogenic, that river. But now it's getting cleaner, is that right?
It's very much cleaner, very, very much. You can actually eat fish out of the river now. There was an advisory against that a few years ago, but now it's safe to eat fish out of the river again.
And safe to kayak as well,
yes.
Obviously.
So, yes.
So what's that all about? Loco Yaks, I know, is you explained to me that it's an acronym.
Yes, it's short for Lorain County Kayak and Paddle Sports Group. We basically started out as three kayakers who spent a lot of time on the Black River and noticed how awful it was. Just as a visual, it was very dirty just to see it, let alone, you know, the fish and the toxicity issues that we couldn't see. So we started to get a little bit involved in some local groups that we're spreading the word about the government's work cleaning up the river. We decided to start a cleanup ourselves to get the community involved and get the litter off the river, since that's not what the government was doing. And it turned into this huge event, and now we're going on our sixth year coming up next weekend. And in the last 5 years, we've had over 1,300 volunteers the first weekend in May, and we've moved almost 87 tons out of the river and off the banks.
Wow. That is a lot of garbage. So who participates? And if I want to come down and help clean up the river, how can I do that?
Well, you can sign up on our website at locoyaks.com, or you can just show up at Lakeside Landing the morning of May 5th or the morning of May 6th. We prefer you register if you're coming down on the 6th, because plans tend to change on the Sunday. But we get a ton of people on Saturday. We get hikers, paddlers, power boaters, guys with trucks and trailers. We have a construction company that comes out and helps us move stuff. You can show up, and we have a bus that will take you to different locations if you don't want to be at the spot where you checked in.
Where do you check in?
At Lakeside Landing, which is over by the Jackalope down in Lorain, just off of Lakeside Avenue. Or you can also check in. We're going to have a secondary check-in this year over at Cromwell, which is an old industrial area that never really got developed on the east side of Lorain by Missouri and Colorado. There'll be some signs over there, too, so people can check in and clean up on that side of the river as well.
So basically, you just show up on May 5th or May 6th at what hour in the morning?
We start at 9, and we finish up at 2, and then we have free lunch for everybody.
Oh, wow. Should I bring a shovel, a rake, a scooper?
Nope. We actually have all the supplies. We have some big equipment, some pry bars and axes and things for the big heavy stuff. We have gloves, bags, buckets, grabbers for the little light stuff. And we have dumpsters positioned at each of the locations, and we can take care of everything.
Should I bring my kayak?
You can, if you want to bring your kayak. Kayakers will actually be checking in at the French Creek launch with the Metro Parks in Sheffield, and they'll be kayaking from Sheffield north to Grumpy's and cleaning up in between, where the boaters will meet them and help get the trash from them.
Wow, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was thinking recreational kayaking, but this is work kayaking.
Stephanie, when you're doing this, what kind of things do you find in the river? I've heard stories of refrigerators and tires, and what do you see there?
Well, over the last 5 years, we've had just over 1,100 tires that we've sent to be recycled or repurposed. And then it depends on where we're at. We find a lot of regular stuff, just things people have thrown away. But we find a lot of things that have been dumped and weird things that we come across that have been sitting there for decades. One year they found a big stash of glass bottles. There wasn't one piece of plastic in this huge area full of glass bottles. So obviously no one had dumped there in a really long time.
Are you out on the river pulling things from the river, or do you focus more on the banks?
We actually do both. We send out as many people who want to be on the river, on the water, but we get a lot of people who want to help and are afraid to be in the water and trying to do that kind of work. And they're afraid of falling in or tipping over. So we let a lot of people do the banks and the adjacent lands. We usually get a lot more hikers than we actually do paddlers. But it's easier to get the trash off the land than it is to get it out of the river. So if we catch it before it goes in, it's better for all of us.
Earlier, John and I talked about the lake being 43 degrees and some fisher people are out there. How about kayakers?
Nope, not yet.
No.
We recommend the water be above 60, or we follow the 120 rule, which is the water temperature plus the air temperature needs to equal at least 120.
Or hypothermia sets in, right?
Exactly.
Real
exactly.
Quickly.
You're at a very high risk for hypothermia if you go out in conditions worse than that.
Right, and unless you stay topside,
right.
Kayakers don't like to stay topside. Now, what fun is there in that, right?
Yeah. Of course, now everything here helps with the condition of the Black River. At the Black River Summit, a lot of different areas were covered. We had local speakers, county, state. I think we had somebody from the US EPA out of Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
We did. We had Tinka Hyde. She's the director for the Great Lakes National Program Office out of Chicago.
So where do we go from here? A lot has been done. As you mentioned, the river's in a lot better shape than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. Now what?
Well, we focus on finishing up these last few projects so that within the next, say, hopefully 5 years, we may be able to remove the river from that area of concern list. And then it's going to be, now that the river's healthy and we've got nature back around it, we need to work on developing the areas near it and the empty lands from the old industry. So there's some other projects going on, some planning and brownfield grants, and they're cleaning up some old industrial land so that it will be able to be redeveloped and turned into something else, whether that be another business or a park or whatever, but it will be usable land again.
Hmm. When you hop in the kayak, do you head north toward the lake? Do you head south? Where do you go?
It depends on the day. If it's windy, we don't go out towards the lake because it's more fun to paddle than to swim and try to get back in the kayak. But if it's a nice day on the lake, we'll head out to the lake and paddle along the shoreline. If it's a windy day, we'll head upriver. The river's really scenic. A lot of people don't understand how beautiful it is back there. There's a heron rookery a few miles in, and there's over 380 nests back there that are tracked in GPS so that they can, schedule work around the nest so they're not invading during nesting season. But it's beautiful. You get to see tons of wildlife behind. It's just a little south of the river, and people don't realize that. So I like to go back there and show off what we have in Lorain County.
How far upriver can you go?
You can go into Elyria, almost to Day's Dam, where it's pretty much impossible to get up there paddling. But there's a couple spots a little north of there that kind of shallow out, like near Route 2. When you're under Route 2, it gets a little shallow, kind of feels like you're paddling uphill. So you might have to pull a little bit there, but depends on how much work you want to do. Can easily paddle at least to Route 2, and then with a little bit work, go further south.
Wow. So how many kayakers are there in Loco Yaks? I mean, it sounds like there are a lot of you.
Well, it depends on the event. There's three of us who founded the group. We have 8 board members, and then we just have tons of volunteers for all of our events. We do a Monday paddle night during the summer where we get all our kayakers together on Monday evenings. There we average from 8 to 15 people a night, and it varies every week. Just kind of depends on what day it is, how many of us there are.
And how many people feel like heading out onto the Black River to do a little kayaking.
Have you had to sort of get out of the way of a big freighter coming upriver?
Yes, we have. And that's actually really exciting. And people who have never been on the river, it's like the bonus. They're just happy to be out there and see how pretty it is. And then a freighter comes in, delays our trip a little bit. We kind of have to hang off to the side and wait for them to go through. But it's just amazing to see them up close, how big and beautiful they really are.
May 5th is the event, May 5th and May 6th,
yep.
Beginning at 9 o'clock in the morning. Head down and help clean up the Black River. Get it even cleaner than it already is.
Yes.
Stephanie Moore-Costco, thank you so much for dropping by and filling us in on the Black River Summit and the cleanup that's going on in the first weekend of May. Good luck to you. And if folks want to find more about this, please share that website again.
It's locoyaks.com, LOCOYAKS.com. And the cleanup is under the events tab.
Very good. Stephanie Moore-Cosco.